Well, right now, yeah, he's right here. So he's just staring at me like I'm having a fangirl moment looking at the corner.
I'm and having a fangirl moment looking at you right now.
Oh, it's fangirl. Okay.
Yeah,
like,
just a blushing.
Fangirl
like,
squared, and like, I'm just in the middle like, yeah.
The worst part is that you can't see us blushing. But like, yeah. Okay, anyway, so we got four-piece Melbourne band Kellens in the studio. We got Davey here, the drummer. And we're really excited because they just released their second single, Pinky Finger. And we're going to be talking about that. So firstly, congratulations on the new single, Dave.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, but especially coming back from a second single, Go Slowly to this one, Pinky Finger. Tell us a bit about the story behind the song. Like, yeah, give us a bit of a rundown.
I guess we've sort of, we've been working on an album now, which we've just finished, or just about finished. I think maybe we've got one more session just to tidy up a few little things.
That's so exciting.
But we've been working on that for about 18 months, and so we've kind of been recording songs in different batches throughout that period. And so I think this was probably about the third batch of songs where we went in and recorded Pinky Finger. And I think, to be honest, I kind of feel like it was the song in which we kind of found our feet as a band, and and is one that I look back on and am very super happy with the song and how it came out, and I feel like it really represents us as a band quite well. So
100%. Well, it's like, you know, it just has that singer-songwriter vibe, and it's got like that flow about it, and it's like a more like mellow version of what for a second single, but it's awesome. Like, it just the harmonies really blossom and everything. So
Well, I think we've been kind of finding our feet as a band through the recording process, and so I guess at this stage, when we're, you know, this is our second single, so each time we put something forward, it's kind of letting people in a little bit more about who we are and what we're about. So we're quite conscious about that, about what we put, you know, followed up Go Slowly with, because with only one song, people are probably you know, want to pigeonhole you. So I think it's quite a different, you know, it's a different song in a way to Go Slowly, but probably there's definitely other songs in the album that it sort of fits with as well. So it's kind of starting to reveal our story a little bit, I think.
Awesome.
Well, it's a good song.
Thank you very much.
We've decided as a team that it's a good song.
I appreciate
that. So, congratulations. So tell us a little bit about, like, the band's inspirations, stylistic inspirations, and maybe musical inspirations, but also tell me about you, man. Tell me about your inspiration.
My
as
inspiration.
A drummer.
Oh, as a drummer. Wow, that's a great question.
Thank you. I wrote it myself.
Yeah. I mean, the band, like Michael and myself from the band, we've been playing in bands together now for probably 10 years or so, maybe longer, which is kind of crazy to think. And I think we've grown a lot, the two of us together, through that time. But I think, you know, at our core, our influences are probably, you know, bands like Motor Ace, Crowded House, and, you know, some of those.
Oh, Crowded House.
You know, great Australian or New Zealand bands are definitely our influences. And, you know, Michael's an incredible songwriter, and I feel very privileged to be able to play my part in putting those songs together. And the third part of your question, the drummer question, that's a great one. I don't know. I love so many drummers, but I think, you know, I think with Michael's songwriting style, I think I tend to try to not overplay and let the song do the talking, and just to sort of sit in the pocket and do what I need to do and not take away from what he's doing. So
100%.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, this one's such a quieter track too, so it's like it just blends so nicely, and you can definitely hear the connection and how, like, the chemistry between the band and this song especially. So
yeah, thanks, man. I'm glad that comes through.
Dude, like, it's the harmonies are just so euphoric, and they just have such a, like, they're so close together. That's what it's all about, and it's so cool.
Yeah, well, we actually hadn't listened to I guess when you're recording, you tend not to listen to songs for a period when you've maybe over listened to it a little bit. But I must admit, like, coming back and listening to the song a bit more as it's kind of found its feet over the last couple of weeks, listening to the harmonies, like Guff, James from the band, his harmonies are spot on in this song, and he did a great job. And and Sam, who plays bass for us, is actually our producer as well. I feel like he absolutely nailed this one. So
awesome.
hats off to them.
I always wonder about, this is so awkward, I always wonder if artists listen to their own music.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, actually.
This is a good track. Yeah. I like this one.
Well, it's funny because I was talking to someone about this the other day, and I was saying that, you know, in years gone by, like in a lot of my early bands, I would just listen to it nonstop. Like when you got the, you know, a version in your pocket, and you can listen to that much as you like. I probably went over the top a little bit, and now I've found that restraint, and now I'm happy just to give it a couple of listens and be like, yep, I'm happy with that, and then just leave it be. So,
there's a famous international artist, I won't say any names, but apparently he plays his own music at, like, parties and stuff.
Just pumps it up, he's getting himself.
He's like, yeah, guys, this is my favourite tune. By me.
Yeah, I can't say that I do that, but... Yeah.
Well, speaking of new music, like, obviously this is your second single, Pinky Finger, and you're coming back from a previous single, which was one of my favourite singles from last year, Go Slowly, as you may know.
Fangirling again?
Yeah, well, it's just so down-to-earth, and, like, they both have similar themes, like, lyrically. Like, I know, like, Michael's more the songwriter in this case, but, like... And you just mentioned an album too. Like, do you like kind of see like a similar theme with like the songs where like it has that theme of like self growth and like especially with Go Slowly where it's like, you know, kind of being okay to kind of progress like slowly and progress as you go in life, and then Pinky Finger is kind of like a realization within, I don't know, it just has that self realization and self growth kind of vibe. Do you kind of see that with like lyrically and for the album, I guess? Like,
yeah, absolutely. And I think it's always interesting because, you know, I'm very close with Michael, and as a writer, his writing tends to reflect his life, and so I think I probably have a unique perspective on it because I'm sort of seeing it as it's happening. But it's interesting to hear other people as they hear the songs and see what they take out of them. And so I think that as I said, his writing is reflective of his life as it's happening. So
awesome.
I think when, you know, this particular song probably touches on themes like mental health and anxiety and things like that, and I think that that's really connected with a lot of people that we've noticed even in the song's short life so far. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I feel like they've been written like at a similar time, both two singles feel like they've, because obviously you said you're putting an album out, but like they feel like they're from a specific time period, they're quite closely connected. So it's like, is that something that's like common with these songs in like the album, like they're kind of from like a Polaroid of time and everything?
Yeah, I think that as I said, we've kind of like have been recording songs in batches as we've gone along. So I guess naturally, as we record those batches, those songs probably sit together in a certain way. So I'm not 100% sure of the timing of these two songs and when they were written, but you're probably right; they are probably pretty close.
Yeah, that's cool though. That's awesome.
So this Saturday night, exciting. Yes. You guys have this joint single launch with the wonderful, lovely people at Santa Fe Driving Range at the Grace Darling.
Love
what
that.
Can we as fans, Nathan especially, massive fan right here, me too, Darling. I'm a big fan too, but what can people expect? New songs maybe?
We actually just had our last rehearsal last night for the show. So, so there's definitely some new songs in there. So some people that would have been to a few shows of ours now will, there's definitely some new songs in there for those people. Mm. We've kind of finished making this record, but we're already, you know, have our eyes towards the next one and continue writing. So there'll be some surprises in there, some new tunes, and maybe some reimaginings of some older ones as well that are, you know, not really old to most people, but they are to us. It'll be a great show. We've got Eaglemont and Quivers on the lineup as well, so they're two incredible artists. So
it's not so wholesome with like a joint single launch. That's like
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like a joint birthday party but with like singles. Like,
we've played with Santa Fe Driving Range before and they were awesome on that night. I remember all of us, like all the Kilns guys, were like, these guys are great. So we're pretty chuffed that we're able to put this build together with them and also have equally great supports too. So it's going to be a great show.
Love
hopefully
that.
So
before we play this like this song right now, Pinky Finger, and like to our audience, how would you describe the song like to their ears, and like how would you describe in a sentence to the song?
Putting
on toes.
I think you said before it's probably a little bit more subdued. If people know of Go Slowly, our first single, it's probably a little bit more subdued than that. But I think that we definitely labelled a little bit more over this one, and it's quite thought out, I think.
Yeah. And lyrically, it speaks about mental health and stuff.
Definitely. There's those themes running through the lyrics. So
awesome.
Yeah, hopefully people dig it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. If anything we've talked about in this segment has affected you, Beyond Blue is 1-300-22-46-36 and Lifeline is 13-11-14. Give them a call if you're feeling any type of way.
But right now, we're gonna come up with Pinky Finger from the lovely band Kilns.
Yeah, so, we've been talking all about it. Now you're gonna hear it.
Now you're gonna hear it. We're gonna groove around. We're gonna just like fall in love all over again. So no, thanks so much, Dave, for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks to Sin for their support too. We appreciate it heaps.